The state of Vermont is taking public comments on a new draft management plan for Camel's Hump. And as VPR's Amy Noyes reports, the plan balances varying interests and covers over 26,000 acres of land.
The last management plan for Camel's Hump State Park was written in 1991. The new plan takes a more holistic approach, addressing not just the state park, but also a state forest and two wildlife management areas. Altogether, they cover over 40 square miles of publicly owned land, overseen by the Agency of Natural Resources.
Lately, the agency has been combining properties into management units, which makes a lot of sense, especially when they're adjacent to each other. And we're always trying to think about landscape scale, conservation, and management. So in this case, it includes Camel's Hump State Park, Camel's Hump State Forest, Robbins Mountain, and Huntington Gaps WMA.
That's Jason Narenberg. He's the stewardship forester at the Department of Forest, Parks, and Recreation in charge of the new Camel's Hump Management Unit. He says the state is ready for feedback on the draft plan.
What we're really going for here is a balance between different user groups' needs and resource concerns. So we like to think we've hit that balance, but we really need to know if the public feels that we hit that balance.
Narenberg says the plan addresses four broad goals.
And they're not all that different from the goals we might have on any other large property that the agency manages. And those are cultural and natural resource protection and conservation, recreation, timber management for forest products, and wildlife management.
On the recreation side, several groups have requested trails be added or moved. The draft plan considers new mountain bike trails in Fen Basin near the Mad River Valley, and relocation of part of the Long Trail off of Bamforth Ridge and River Road in Duxbury. There's also a proposal for additional cross-country ski trails on the Huntington side, adjacent to Camel's Hump Nordic Ski Area. The Catamount Trail traverses Camel's Hump, and there's a proposal to relocate about 5 miles of that Nordic Trail, which stretches the length of Vermont. Amy Kelsey is executive director of the Catamount Trail Association.
The change for us is to put the trail at higher elevation primarily so there's more snow and to put it onto conserved land.
With growing interest in backcountry skiing over the past few years, the state's also proposing designating and managing glades. Skiers have been illegally cutting their own glades on public land, so Narenberg says the state plans to step in. He says one proposed glade is off the old Callahan Trail, which has been closed since the 1970s.
And then the even more popular spot is on the other side of the mountain in Huntington, in the vicinity of Bald Hill, where there's a lot of existing glades that have been put in somewhat in a renegade fashion, and we're hoping to work with a group over there and manage them in a more sustainable way. So that's kind of a new direction for us.
The land includes softwood and hardwood forests, and the plan also calls for 34 timber harvests, totaling roughly 3,800 acres over the next 15 years. Vermont Traditions Coalition Executive Director Ed Larson says to him, that's one of the most important pieces of the plan.
We worry about what happens when you don't manage for timber. We get stagnant forests where wildlife begin to disappear, where you don't get new growth to start a new forest for the next generation, things like that.
The Vermont Traditions Coalition represents several interests, from loggers to snowmobilers to hunters and anglers. Larson says the group pays close attention to all of the state's management plans and practices.
We find that there's a lot of benefit to public ownership in some areas, but we think it should be limited. We think it should be really well thought out. And, you know, you just don't take more than you can chew. If you can't take care of what you got, then you shouldn't have it. So that's why we pay a lot of attention to these things.
In an effort to get feedback from all those paying attention to the draft Camel's Hump Management Plan, the state's holding a series of public meetings this month. Written comments are being accepted through December 29th. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.